Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, your automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life to get you ready for heaven. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons before the coronavirus struck our country. Amen. Now we're looking at coming out of the coronavirus in the month of April 2022. Praise God. Amen. The coronavirus is going down. Amen. Things is getting back normal. Praise God, hopefully. Praise the Lord. So, amen, we're going to go and do what the Lord said do as we move on to the next level. Praise God. Waiting for to get a green light to go back into the jails and prisons. Praise God. We had this powerful message talking about being led of the Spirit of God. We're going to continue on today. So, I'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Those who's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. It's important to be led by the Spirit of God. Because the devil wants to lead people the other way. But we need to let Jesus lead us. So we can make heaven our home. Because Jesus said, St. John 14 and 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come to the Father but by me. Let you know Jesus is our only hope to make it to the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. We need Jesus in order to make it to heaven. Praise the Lord. Amen. Missionary Velvet, praise God. What did the Bible say in Romans 8 chapter? Praise God. Starting in, amen. Praise the Lord. At verse number, praise God, 13.
It says, for if ye live out of the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live.
Amen. That's what the Bible telling us to do. If you led of the Spirit of God, you'll give up the world. Give up sin. I'm putting on radio in this month of April, letting you know we need to give the world up. We cannot serve God like we should with the world still in our heart. We need to get the world up. People just feel like they can be saved with the world in the heart. Be worthy. Praise God. How in the world are you going to be full of God, got the Holy Ghost in you, and the world still hung up in you? Praise God. But like I preached in the other broadcast, you got to die indeed dead. You got to crucify the flesh. You crucify the flesh, then the Lord will put the Spirit in your soul. You'll be full of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Living for Jesus. Amen. Got joy in your soul. See, the world are looking for joy. That's the reason why they be indulging in all the stuff they be indulging in. From the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you got a so-called fun mixed up with evil. Then when the evil come, you sad. Because you don't want that part. But that's part of, that's what the consequences of sin is. Sin has consequences. Praise God. But Jesus come to deliver you from that life. So you can have real joy, real peace, real love. But people can't see that. Folks, young people, you can't see that. The devil got people blind. Oh, they can see what's going on in that world. Amen. Fornication and adultery. People shack it up. Amen. Smoking, drinking, alcohol. That's what they see. But I want to let you know, it's more to life than living, running the streets. It's more to life than just going to the clubs and dancing for the devil. It's more to life than using profanity. Men dating girls. Girls dating men. It's more to life than all that. Jesus come to let you know, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Jesus is the one that will deliver you from that life, living an up and down life, enjoying your so-called fun. Then when you get consequences, you don't like, you're sad. Amen. Girls get pregnant, got a baby on the wedlock. You can't find who the daddy is. Gotta take a DNA test, try to prove who the daddy is. Amen. Deadbeat dads running around, don't want to support, don't want to marry, but just going around letting the devil use you, just making a mess of these women. Praise God. Jesus will deliver you from all that life. Oh, yes, sir. You ain't got to be a deadbeat dad. You got to be, praise God, women, praise God, running around, got children, and don't know where the daddy is, because the daddy ain't there to pay the bills, put milk in the baby's bottle. The daddy ain't nowhere around. The mama got to be the daddy and the mama both. You ain't got to be like that. Jesus come to deliver you from that life. To fix it so you can be led by the Holy Ghost. To make you a godly mother. To give you a man that will treat you right. That will do his duty. That will help do his part to raise them children. Praise God. God meant for the man to be a father, to be able to put milk in the baby's bottle, to put food on the table, to work, to take care of the wife, which is the mother. That's what God meant. He meant for the mother to be able to take care of her husband. Not her boyfriend, but her husband. Praise God. I'm talking about holiness now. I'm talking about serving the Lord by being led by the Spirit of God. It calls a man to work a job and bring your money home. Don't gamble it up. Don't go to the liquor store and drink it up. But you bring your money home and pay the light bill, pay the gas bill, pay the water bill. Praise God. Amen. So they can have heat in the wintertime. Have air conditioning in the summertime. Do your duty at home. No judge don't have to tell me how to take care of my home. No judge ain't got to tell me how to take care of my children. I don't need to take no DNA test to prove I'm the father of a child. Because if you're a godly man, you'll be able to own up to it without taking a DNA test. I'm telling you the truth. Glory to God. It's time for people to seek the Lord and be saved. When you be saved, you will do your duty. Glory to God. Amen. Do your duty. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Instead of just running around, praise God, like a playboy. Running around, praise God. Women, amen, got a child across yonder, got a child down the street, and got a child across the field. You ain't got to live that way. Praise God. But you'll be able to be a godly man to do your duty to raise your family. Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. I know I preach like thunder and lightning, because I'm a thunder and lightning preacher. Praise God. Praise Lord. Amen. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet? Glory to God.
It said, For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live.
Let you know, if you live after the flesh, then the Bible said the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life.
For many is led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Many are led by the sons, by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If you live by the Spirit, you'll do your duty. Oh, yes, you will. You will do your duty with a smile. Oh, yes, sir. Glory to God. I believe in doing my duty. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. When you led on the Spirit, you have a wonderful marriage. Praise God. A wonderful marriage. You ain't got to have no, amen, got marriage problems, got marriage this, can't get along, be fussing like cats and dogs. I'm telling you the truth. When the Lord saved you, he put peace in your home. Oh, yes, sir. When both people are supposed to be saved. I ain't talking about you married to a devil. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about when you both people are supposed to be saved. You got peace in your home. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You'll be able to reason together. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Over things. And do it with the love of God in your heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to continue on another broadcast, Missionary Velvet. Come tell you, God gave me a revelation. You heard me?
That's all right.
A revelation.
Praise
the Lord. Well, I can preach this word.
That's
praise
right.
God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word, teaching us how to live as being a child of God, being led by the Spirit. Lord, look at the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Lord, deliver them from their life of sin and crime. Lord, make them productive men and women of society. Bind that drug demon. Lord, that demon of the lust of the flesh. Lord, that drinking demon. Glory to God. Lord, bind them demons and send them back to the pit of hell where they come from. Lord, loose the people and set them free. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Lord, go into the churches. Let revival break out in there. Let the preacher get saved. Praise God. Let the church members get saved. Get sanctified. Get filled with the Holy Ghost. So they'll be ready to go back with Jesus when he comes. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him, praise the song. Say, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so, hallelujah. He loved each and every one of us, hallelujah. And want us to be free. And to live holy in his present word, hallelujah. So you believe that prayer, that message that Ella Holmes just gave. That you have started your journey, hallelujah. Are you, the Lord has restored you, revived you to pick up and move forward, hallelujah. So we thank the Lord for you and those behind prison bars. Ella Holmes and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. And he is there walking right beside you. And he is there to supply your every need. All you have to do is open your heart and open your mouth and ask him. And you shall receive. Those are in the free world, think with your prayers and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. That God may work in your life also too. Remember, most of all, remember the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. Soon to get green light. You're ready to go into the jails and prison to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons. Oh, yes, sir. Praise God. I'm telling you, we're getting ready to send the Holy Ghost back in there soon we get the green light. Praise God. To this broadcast, it's Chaplain William Holmes. Now, my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.